California writers and readers alike are challenging stereotypes that the state is too absorbed in sunning, surfing, and stargazing to be serious about literature. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates recently attended the Literary Odyssey. It's an event designed to raise funds for Los Angeles Public Libraries and raise awareness of the hunger for literature in the city.
One recent Sunday evening, a couple hundred well-dressed friends of the Los Angeles Public Library gathered beneath the Central Library's soaring rotunda for a big party. It was a thank you for over 50 authors who'd agreed to come from around the country to attend private dinners scattered across the city in support of Los Angeles Public Libraries. There, guests paid up to $2,500 to dine with their favorite authors. And all the proceeds went to the city's public library system, the largest in the country. Hold on, you say. People read in L.A.? Those are fighting words to mystery writer April Smith.
We are one of the biggest book markets in the country. I mean, look at all these people dressed in black because they want to pay money to sit with authors, not movie stars, authors.
Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Gary Wills felt it was important to come because using the library as a child gave him a glimpse of a wider world than the one offered in his small Midwestern hometown. Wills says he still trembles at the memory of losing a library book and worrying that he'd be banished from the library for life because of it.
I can even tell you what it was. It was The Yearling. And then, you know, I was in fifth grade and I lost the book and I was afraid to report that and I didn't tell my parents. And it was months later that I found it. It had slid down in the couch. But that's how important libraries were to me.
Katharine Hepburn biographer A. Scott Berg is another longtime library lover.
I've been a card-carrying library user since 1958, and I really sort of broke in as a reader, and my first inklings as a writer were really done in a public library here in town.
The Literary Odyssey dinners are held every other year, probably because they take that long to plan and coordinate. Like the famous Literary Lions dinners held to support the New York Public Library, the Los Angeles dinners were created not only to provide funding for the libraries, but to finance programs that will encourage city residents to use them. This is especially important in Los Angeles, where the population is huge, with a sizable poor community who can only get access to books through the libraries. And because Los Angeles is a multilingual city, there's a need to offer books and programs in several languages, which is costly. Recognizing that, and the city's prominence as a book-buying center, authors make a special effort to come to these Literary Odyssey dinners. The evening after the opening party, one such event was held in the Tony Hancock Park neighborhood of Los Angeles. Under a high ceiling crossed with carved wood beams, two dozen guests gathered at a long table set before a blazing fire. They'd come to hear essayist Richard Rodriguez, a child of Mexican immigrants, discuss ethnic and racial change in Los Angeles and what that means for the city's future. The fire crackled, a clock chimed, but the guests were quiet, listening intently as Rodriguez spoke. In his soft tenor, he told of glimpsing children walking home from school in a neighborhood not far from that night's dinner.
And I saw the future of L.A., and it was Colombian, Salvadoran, Mexican, Guatemalan, and I was shocked. I, who was raised with Tab Hunter movies and Sandra Dee, was really astonished by what I saw around me. And I realized that this city was becoming a quite different city. I would be more frightened of the city if I were not related to those children. I'm not frightened of the city. I'm really quite moved by their energy and by their optimism and by their love of the city.
Rodriguez's comments led to a wide-ranging discussion of race in Los Angeles. Some of the guests, almost all of them white, worried aloud that Los Angeles might be balkanizing itself into isolated ethnic enclaves. But others nodded in agreement when Rodriguez asserted that the mingling of cultures creates a richer community. This blended identity, he said, is already reflected in the city's restaurants, where Angelenos savor fusion food like tofu burritos. But Rodriguez worries that the flavor hasn't made it into LA's literary life.
I don't know anyone here yet who's doing that linguistically in Los Angeles, who is trying to hear the Korean and the Armenian and the Beverly Hills matron, and to mesh their voices in some extraordinary grammar that has never existed before. Then we will have a real night for writers. Invite me over that night. I'd like to meet that guy.
At evening's end, the guests gathered their coats and thanked Richard Rodriguez and his hosts. Their literary odyssey with Rodriguez was finished. They departed, hoping that their contributions would enable others in L.A. to launch their own literary voyages through the city's libraries. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.